The watching crew stepped out of my way as I limped off the mat. Kraken's frown followed me, and he whispered something to Orca that I didn't catch. "Yeah, Rose," someone called out from the back of the room. I squinted in the dim light. Janine. I felt a sliver of hope worm its way into my chest. Janine's solitary clapping echoed in the silence. I would take it. "Did I break any of your precious bones?" Orca asked as she walked with me to the showers. I ignored her. "I was speaking to you, Fleeter." I turned and faced her, blocking hallway traffic, and held up my palm. The half-healed wounds glared angrily from the puckered flesh. "I'm not a Fleeter." I registered interested looks from the onlookers, but couldn't focus on their faces. "Once a Fleeter, always a Fleeter," she hissed back. "Watch yourself, Orca," said a low voice from behind her. I squinted but could not make out the face. The voice sounded like Annie. "You're forgetting where our captain came from." If my jaw hadn't been swollen mostly shut, it would have fallen open. Miranda? From the archipelago? It wasn't possible. "Careful, Annie. We don't want to give your pet navigator any ideas." "I think you've given her plenty." There was disgust in Annie's voice. "I expected better from you." It was exactly what Kraken had said. "Why?" I asked. "Why did you expect better?" Annie didn't answer, and Orca grabbed my wrist and pulled me along after her. "Strip," she ordered when we arrived at the showers. "Over my dead body." It came out in a slur. "Look, Fleeter, I'm not sorry for kicking your ass, but you're not tracking blood all over my room." Her hands were surprisingly gentle as she tugged at the hem of my shirt. I tried to glare at her, but the effort made my skull throb. "Come on," she said as I pulled away. "No, you're in no shape to take care of yourself." "Your fault," I pointed out. "Suit yourself, but I'm staying. Leave it to a Fleeter to pass out and drown in the shower instead of the ocean." "Fuck you," I said. Orca stepped away from me without comment. I struggled with my shirt, managing to work it up over my head despite my bruised ribs. My bra was more difficult. I fumbled with the strap until Orca let out a disgusted sound and unsnapped it for me. "Don't touch me." The look on Orca's face as she assessed the damage she'd inflicted said more about my physical state than my personal inventory of aches and pains. "Shit," she said, looking genuinely surprised. I shucked myself out of my pants and shivered in my underwear. "You can leave that on if you want," she said, "but I'm not going to try anything. It's nothing either of us haven't seen before." I stepped out of my underwear. "All right," she said, yanking the curtain shut around us. "I'm going to turn the water on. It's going to sting. Are you ready?" "Sure." I refused to flinch as the water hit my body. Most of the cuts were on my face. My lips were busted and my nose felt pulpy, and there was a scrape above one eye that stung horribly in the salty water. "I'm sorry, Fleeter." For a moment, I thought the sound of the shower had altered her words. "What?" I asked through swollen lips. "I'm sorry, okay? Don't make me say it again." I stared at her. "You're not sorry now," I thought, "but you will be.